Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You better you bet. You're on the BetMGM Network. Ryan, more about filling in for Femi, but Femi will be with you guys from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern on BetMGM tonight. This is You Better You Bet. Nick Costos will be coming up here, as he does every single Monday through Friday, to get you set for Thursday Night Football tonight at 4 p.m. Eastern with Joey Kanish, Rob Pizzola. So a good show. Hopefully a decent game lined up Thursday Night Football. I am going to bet the Jets, but I'm a sick, sick man, and I find myself betting the Jets way too much. I'll sell some Patriots stock here. Like I said, I did bet the under on their win total, 8.5. But a couple weeks ago when I saw odds to be the number one seed in the AFC, I had to take a stab at 7-1 for New England. I don't know if they win a playoff game, young football team, but they play the easiest remaining schedule. This team could win 12, 13 games. And if they do so, they're most likely going to be the number one seed. So anything over 5-1. Still like that bet for New England. They're 8-2. They're 13-point favorites tonight at home. The total's still sitting there right now, 43.5. 43 at BetMGM is the best price, minus 110, I should say. The Jets on the money line, if you want to get weird tonight, plus 625. Let's talk a little college football. Pretty excited for this slate. Go over to BetMGM and look and see what came in today on some of these markets, some of these numbers with odds and limits starting to open up. A couple things that I liked early in the week, as we'll talk about here, the top 25 matchups. This one isn't going to be the sexiest matchup, but right now you could find the team total in the first half for Wisconsin. It opened a half, just 1 point. We're at 2.5 right now for Wisconsin. The price is minus 140. The game total is 44.5. They're 30.5-point dogs taking on Indiana. The total in the game, like I said, is 44.5, minus 110 to the over. Wisconsin coming off a win, a rare win this season for Luke Fickle over Washington, who at the time was nationally ranked. But the problem is their quarterbacks keep getting beat up. Last week against Washington, 205 total yards. They were 2-for-14 on third down. Carter Smith, who came in at quarterback, 3-of-12 passing for 12 yards. Absolutely disgusting. Still, I think they at least get into the red zone once in the first half against Indiana, and I think they kick a field goal. So I like the Wisconsin team total. Anything from 2 to 2.5, minus 135 to minus 140, over. You look at the weather conditions last week. It was rainy. There was snow. There was a ton of wind in the second half, so not the easiest situation for Carter Smith, third string or fourth string quarterback, wherever he is right now on the depth chart, or was to start the season for Wisconsin. But it can't get any worse than 3-for-12 for 12 yards. And I'm not saying this is a look ahead spot for Indiana. Most likely they're going to run the table until the Big Ten championship game when they see Ohio State. But I like Wisconsin coming off that high to at least score in the first half against Indiana. So I did play that. As far as matchups that people are actually going to be watching this weekend, Notre Dame, number 9 in the country, taking on number 22, Pitt. This game kicks off noon Eastern time on ABC, so hopefully you guys are able to watch that. Notre Dame and Pitt, both alive in the college football playoff race. Pretty much everybody's alive in the ACC because Clemson was one of the biggest disappointments in college football history. Same thing with Miami here the last couple weeks. But Notre Dame, all they have to do, their final three games, whether you like it or not, is win, take care of business, and they're going to be back in the 12-team field. Any loss, and they're done. And this is probably their last shot at a loss. If anybody's going to clip them, it's going to be Pittsburgh because the remaining games are Syracuse and Stanford. If you look at their combined records this year, 6-14. So Pitt's probably the last hope if you're a Notre Dame hater, the Irish not making the playoff. The problem is, so I really liked this matchup for Pitt. I'm a big Notre Dame fan, so I was thinking about making the two-hour trip to watch the game. They're double-digit favorites. They keep taking money out to, I believe, 12.5 right now. And the reason they're taking money is, even though I like the matchup a little bit here for Pitt, their coach, Pat Narduzzi, yesterday or the day before, came out and was like, yeah, this game doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter if we lose by 100. All we care about is the remaining schedule, taking care of business, getting to the ACC title game, and then winning the ACC championship, because that's the only way that an ACC team is getting to the playoff. You got to win the ACC this year. There's only going to be one ACC team in the playoff. And I wish we could eliminate them all, to be honest with you. But the matchup, there's a couple matchups I really do like here. And going back to Pitt really quick, I mean, you got to go all in, I feel, in this one. There's not really a layup the rest of the season. If you look at the top three or the final three games, they're all top 20 opponents. You get Notre Dame this week. You get number 16, Georgia Tech. And then you get Miami, who right now is number 15, right on the outside looking into the college football playoff. But there's a couple matchups I like. Obviously, Notre Dame likes to run the ball. They're ninth in the country right now in rushing grade. They have one of the best running backs, probably the best running back in the nation, in Jeremiah Love, a legit Heisman candidate. And then they have Price as well. Love leads the nation with a 91.9 rushing grade. He's fourth with 28 explosive runs. You saw the one that he did last week, which actually, even though that was a highlight, I don't even think that was his best run of the season. And then Jadarian Price is just a red zone monster, only has a 77.8 rushing grade, but has 9 touchdowns this season. He's going to finish with double digit touchdowns as long as he stays healthy. Pitt's run defense, though, is really good. Right now, they're second in the nation in run defense grade. So I think they're going to be able to stack the box, limit Notre Dame's ground game. But the matchup I really like then is going to be Notre Dame's passing attack against Pitt's secondary. And if you could play college football props, which I'm a big prop player, you could get CJ Carr passing yards right now, over 254.5, minus 110. So even though Notre Dame is known for the run game with Price and with Love, they do run a balanced offense with Den Brock as the play caller. And you saw that even when he was at LSU with Jaden Daniels. They're going to run the ball, but they're also going to push the ball down the field. And I like this matchup here, the throw game here. If you look at CJ Carr's numbers against the blitz, he's 32nd. He has a 32% pressure rate, which is 15th in the country. He has a 70% completion rate, which is 11th in the country. He's pushing the ball down the field, almost 10 yards per attempt, 9.5, 10th in the nation. And Pitt, not getting a whole lot of pressure, so they have to blitz a ton. They're blitzing at a 39% rate, which is top 10 in the country. And like I said, you can't really blitz CJ Carr. And Notre Dame also not really giving up any pressure. Their offensive line has been really good. They're 5th in pressure rate allowed. Pitt, 43rd in pressure rate generated, but they have to do so by blitzing. If you do that against CJ Carr, he's going to pick you apart. So I like Carr passing yards over 254.5. And with the matchup of Pitt being able to shut down the run against Notre Dame, I did think that double digits, 11, 12.5 was too high. But with Pitt really focused on the next couple of weeks and making it to the ACC championship game, I'm going to stay away from this game. It would probably be CJ Carr pass yards or pass on this one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
I do like Michigan. Michigan right now, number 18 in the country, so they still have an outside shot to make the playoff and make the Big Ten title game, where, again, most likely, well, I guess you would see Indiana. They're going to take on Northwestern this weekend. This game's going to be at Wrigley Field. Noon kickoff on Fox, so 11 a.m. Central Time. Michigan, though, 7-2 this season. And if you look at the remaining schedule, you get Northwestern this week. You get Maryland after that. And then you get the biggest game of the year for Michigan and Ohio State, the Ohio State game in the regular season finale. So if Michigan wins out and is able to find a way to beat Ohio State, which I don't think they're going to be able to do, I think Ohio State's the best team in the country, then they got an outside shot. They have a legit shot to get into the playoff. They will get into the playoff at 10-2, 11-2 if they beat Ohio State, especially in the Big Ten championship game. I like this matchup here, though, for Michigan. I would lay it with Michigan. Their run game against Northwestern's run defense. So Michigan's going to want to pound the rock here. They run the ball over 50% of their plays, seventh highest rate in the country. They're seventh in the nation, averaging over 6 yards per carry, 6.3. And I wanted to see what it was going to look like here the last couple of weeks because Justice Haynes had foot surgery, so he's out indefinitely. But Jordan Marshall has looked like a four-star, five-star running back himself. Even as a redshirt freshman, he has 428 yards since week eight. That's eighth among all running backs in the country. So he's a top 10 back right now. And Michigan also had a bye, so the numbers are a little skewed, and they're the healthiest that they've been all season long. I think they're going to be able to run the ball against Northwestern. Northwestern this season, they have a 50.3 tackling grade, which is the second worst in college football in the Power Four. They have a 19% missed tackle rate on runs, which is the worst mark in the Big Ten. So I think that Michigan's going to pound the rock for 6-7 yards per carry, open up the play action passing with Bryce Underwood. As long as he's not facing known passing situations, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, I think Michigan's going to score enough points to cover. When Northwestern has the ball, their offensive line has also been really good. Preston Stone, their starting quarterback, has barely been pressured this season. The problem is you're going against a Michigan pass rush that is top 15 in pass rush grade. PFF has them right now number 13. I think they're even better than that. Derek Moore is an absolute stud, future NFL player. TJ Guy's been really good. Everybody, in fact, their top four guys on the defensive line all have at least 14 pressures and multiple sacks this season. So I think that they're going to force Preston Stone into some uncomfortable situations. It's going to be like that week one game for Northwestern, where before I even turned the game on, I bet Northwestern that week, Preston Stone had already thrown four picks. So I think Michigan's going to be able to run the ball. I don't think Northwestern's going to be able to generate a whole lot of offense at Wrigley Field on Saturday. So I like Michigan in that game. Pulling it up right now, best price you could get on Michigan, 12.5. This opened at 10, so they are taking a little bit of money here. Total in the game, 41.5. Even with Michigan laying a big number, usually that would correlate with me liking the dog or the under. I'm sorry. I like the under and I like Michigan. So under 42.5, Michigan 11.5. Best price you could get right now would be a bet for me. Moving down really quick, trying to hit on all these. Arizona, I really like this weekend as well. Taking on Cincinnati. Cincinnati right now, number 25 in the country. This game kicks off noon Eastern on Fox Sports 1. So at least you know you'll be able to watch this one if you have YouTube TV, if you did cut the cord. Right now, best price you could get Arizona on the look ahead was a 4.5-point dog. They get bet out to, Cincinnati gets bet out to 6. I like Arizona actually catching 6 right now.
You could get 6.5 minus 112. MGM has this at 6 minus 110. Arizona on the money line is plus 190. I think they win this game outright. Cincinnati is at home. This game will be at Nippert Stadium. Total in the game, 56.5 right now at BetMGM. I do kind of lean over here, minus 105. Cincinnati still does have a shot to make the playoff for the second time ever. They do have to run the table. They lost to Utah a couple weeks ago, but they only have one conference loss. So if they win their final three games, then most likely they're there in the Big 12 championship. In fact, they are there. But I like Arizona. Noah Fifita, who struggled last year, weirdly, with Tet McMillan, has been much better this season, especially from a clean pocket. Has an 88.7 passing grade. He's been really good against zone coverage. One of the better quarterbacks. He's third in the conference in passing grade against zone. And that's what Cincinnati's going to do. They play a ton of zone. Their pass rush has been non-existent. They're only getting a 22.8% pressure rate, third lowest in college football in the entire FBS. They do have a solid coverage unit. But like I said, they're running zone at a top three rate. And Noah Fifita is completing almost 80% of his passes, third in the conference against zone. So I think Arizona is going to score enough points to score the cover. I do think this is going to be a higher scoring game. Arizona is going to play on the defensive side of the ball, a ton of man coverage. That's what they do with the 23rd highest rate in the nation. Cincinnati's wide receivers have struggled to beat man coverage, but I do think that they're going to be able to scheme some guys open to score enough points. I think this game will probably finish 35, 32 in the 30s. So lean over here, but I really like Arizona catching six. I think Arizona plus 190, also worth a sprinkle. I think they're live in this game. USF on the road, number 24 in the country, taking on Navy. Navy's been a weird team to figure out because they know their upcoming schedule. They know they have a shot to win the conference and to get into the playoffs. So Blake Horvath probably could have played last week against Notre Dame. But they were a 28.5, 30.5 point underdog. They had no shot to win that game, so they sat him out. They're going to need him if they're going to cover against South Florida. Right now, second among all quarterbacks in the nation with 931 rushing yards, 13 rushing touchdowns. He is the offense. Problem is, USF's run defense, man, started slow the first 3 weeks of the season against Boise, against Miami, and against Florida, fourth worst in the nation. But since then, they have a 91.2 run defense grade, 11th in the FBS. I think they're going to be able to contain the run. I think they win this game by at least two touchdowns. It is tempting taking the Service Academy team, especially if Blake Horvath is back behind center. But Byron Brown has been really good. Since week four, has a 92.4 PFF grade, second behind only Julian Sayin among all qualified quarterbacks, 17 touchdown passes, which is second in the nation. And also getting it done with his legs. 21 explosive runs, 37 forced missed tackles, going against a Navy run defense that right now is outside the top 115. So I like South Florida to win this game by two touchdowns. I would only lay the number there with them. We'll get back to some more college football, wrap up some of these top 25 matchups. But I do, like I said, like South Florida. As far as Thursday night football, coming up here, at 4 p.m., Nick Costos going to get you set for that here on You Better, You Bet. Really not a whole lot of line movement, although the Jets did take a little bit of money, down to 12.5. Total right now, 43.5. I do like the over in this game. I liked it at 42.5, still like it at 43.5. Also like the Jets. More Thursday Night Football talk. On the other end, more college football talk, top 25 matchups. You Better, You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Ryan Horvath filling in for Femi.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.